Chairs No Waiting, episode number 136, The E-Bullet, May 2011. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some great Mayberry items. They've got the brand new thing is the Grascals Mayberry Tribute CD. Drop by over there. You can pre-order at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 136, is Joey Fan. Hey, Joey, thank you. I appreciate it. Money's helpful to keep us going. Hey, folks, I just want to welcome you to Two Chairs No Waiting. I'm your host, Alan Newsom, and it is so good to have you here with us. And this episode of Two Chairs No Waiting, we're going to be talking about the E-Bullet. This is the E-Bullet for May 2011. Now, no, I don't know when you'll be listening to this. Maybe now, it may be 2 years from now. But hopefully you'll be able to enjoy it because you're going to get a little snapshot in history of what was going on in and around Mayberry back in May 2001. If it's new news to you, hope you're going to enjoy it. And if you don't already, I encourage you to subscribe to the E-Bullet. It's a free newsletter, the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. We've just redone our e-distribution methods. So now we've got a blog type situation going on where the E-Bullet will be available as soon as Jim Clark gets it written. So we'll have that all ready to go, and future issues, he won't be waiting on me to help publish, at least not the online version, to get the email out. So everybody gets an email. We got about 12 or 14,000 people that get the electronic email version of the E-Bullet. But if you're not one of them, subscribe. Hey, it's free. It's easy. You'll definitely enjoy it. So let's get into the E-Bullet. Now, there are many sections of the E-Bullet, and if you go in there, you're going to find things. There's Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board Calendar of Events. So you can go in there, and I encourage you to go online. If you go to imayberry.com, you'll find a link to the E-Bullet right there on the front page, and you'll be able to go and read these. There's also a event calendar at imayberry.com. I'm not going to read these as part of the podcast because depending on when you listen to it, could be way out of date, but I definitely want you to know that that is something that comes in the E-Bullet, and it gives you all kinds of events, you know, from talking about Mayberry Days and any other Mayberry event or event that has one of our cast members from the Andy Griffith Show. One of them's there. You'll find out about it right there on the E-Bullet's Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board and Calendar. Now, the section we're going to start talking about here is the news of cast and crew. So, in this issue of the E-Bullet, we found out this. This is what we go into. News of cast and crew. Andy Griffith says he's doing okay this spring on the North Carolina coast. The brunt of the April storms missed him, but there were some sad news. His first cousin, Lorraine Gilley of Pilot Mountain, North Carolina, passed away on May 2nd at age 85. She and late husband Early were friends of Mayberry and supported efforts such as Mayberry Days. Early Gilley is mentioned several times on the Andy Griffith Show. Andy also gave a wink to both Lowe and Early in Opie's Fortune when the Mayberry Gazette states that Virginia Beasley and Early Gilley announced their engagement. Her full maiden name was Virginia Lorraine Beasley. Our prayers and love are with Lowe's family as we remember this joyful person and a wonderful friend. Here's a link to the obituary. So there's a link as well. If you go to the E-Bullet online, you'll find the link so that you can read about it there. And there's also a story here about we go into Ron Howard. So Ron Howard's production of Stephen King's The Dark Tower in three movies and two TV miniseries is having some hiccups, and potential movie studios are trying to digest this giant budget that it's involved. Stay tuned for updates. Meanwhile, Ron has a couple of movies already in the can as producers, including this summer's Cowboys and Aliens starring Harrison Ford. and several in the pipeline included an Arrested Development feature. Ron Howard's son, Reed, is working hard on becoming a professional golfer, something you may not have known. He's on the eGolf Tour now and hoping to get his PGA Tour card. And there's a link to a story about Reed Howard, which is Ron Howard's son, there in the e-bullet as well. Now we're going into George Lindsay. Just saw him recently. George Lindsay continues to his recovery from a burst appendix and surgery in February. He was pleased to be able to attend a very special salute to George Lindsay at the University of North Alabama, his alma mater, on April 30th in Florence, Alabama. The salute, in conjunction with the George Lindsay UNA Film Festival, was held just 3 days after the terrible tornadoes that tore through much of Alabama and other states. Even so, a capacity crowd turned out for the gala event. The evening featured musical tribute from fellow Hee Haw star Lulu Roman and video tributes from Ron Howard, Rance Howard, and Ernest Borgnine, as well as Mel Tillis and other country music stars. And you can watch some of those online. There's a link. We'll have these in our show notes. We'll have these links available. You can watch these tributes that Rance and Ron and Ernest Borgnine and several of the others did. It was also announced that evening that George Lindsay Film Festival and Digital Media Scholarship is being launched at the University of North Alabama. Also, a theater arts building bearing George's name is currently under construction on campus and is due to be completed in 2012. It was announced that George will be inducted into the university's Sports Hall of Fame in September. George was the quarterback in the school's first football on the school's first football team. It was a big night for George all the way around. A chip off the old block, George Lindsay Jr. He directed and performed in a recent production of High Noonish at the West Valley Playhouse in Canoga Park, California. While on the subject of the work of children of tag stars, we should mention that Karen Knotts, daughter of Don Knotts, had three highly successful performances of her one-woman Tied Up in Knots show in Tennessee in April. One in Murfreesboro, and two at the Tennessee Valley Theater in Spring City. And one more nut from the Mayberry family tree, David Morris, son of Howard Morris, Ernest T. Bass himself, had been working on an alternative rock project. That's music, rock music, not rock the rock, but an alternative rock project titled Picture an Accident. And you can learn more about it by going to pictureanaccident.com. And there'll be links to all these things in our show notes at twochairsnowaiting.com. We're also happy to report that Darling Boy Doug Dillard, the banjo playing Darling Boy, has recovered well from a collapsed lung he suffered in February. Thank goodness, Doug. I'm glad to hear you're doing better. Now, going on into this, Betty Lynn was interviewed by CNN's Tom Foreman for a story about how the Andy Griffith Show and Mayberry Tourism have helped stabilize the Mount Airy economy during the recession and after many areas' factories and mills had closed. Andy's childhood friend, Emmett Forrest, was also interviewed for the story. CNN broadcast live from Mount Airy during its American Morning Show, May 11th. If you missed that story, we'll have a link to it as well in our show notes at twochairsnowaiting.com. There's also a link at the e-bullet itself. So we're going to go on here. Jim Clark, the writer of the e-bullet, he goes on to say, Betty also continues to see and greet fans and sign autographs at the Andy Griffith Museum once a month. And if you look at the barbershop calendar, if you go to imayberry.com and go to the event calendar, you'll see a link there that'll give you information about when you go and see Betty at the Andy Griffith Museum. Moving along, Maggie Peterson was a featured speaker at the Cherry Blossom Festival in Marshville, Missouri in late April. And she's in Alabama in this month, May 2011, for a couple of appearances. James Best is hard at work on pre-production of The Return of the Killer Shrews. You know Goober's going to like that movie. A sequel to Attack of the Killer Shrews, a cult classic which he starred in the 1950s. This time, Jimmy is shrewdly producing and acting. Others in the cast include John Snyder and Jennifer Lyons. Filming is set to begin in L.A. in June. So stay tuned to the current events, and we'll give you more information about that as we learn it. Folks, there's all kinds of wonderful stuff in the e-bullet. We're going to tell you a little bit about some chapter updates. Now, this is something you may not know. There are chapters of The Andy Griffith Show, Rerun Watchers Club, and most of the chapters take their names from some statement from an episode, somebody said anything. Let me give you some example of the current list of new chapters, because we got seven new chapters that are starting with us in May. The first one is called The Darling Dillard's Back Porch in Charlotte, North Carolina. And then the second one is The Descendants of Nathan Tibbs, Gulf Breeze, Florida. The Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild. It's in Greater Cincinnati, Ohio area. I love this one. Oh, don't know how I didn't get this one. Every time I read these, I wonder, how did I not think of that one for my chapter name? Here's one I like. Floyd Lawson Enterprises. Yeah, so it's Floyd Lawson Enterprises, Centerville, Ohio. I love that one. The next one is She's Usually Good for 11 Hatfuls, Somerville, South Carolina. And then this is a great name too, Dr. Pendyke from Frankfort, Indiana. And where did I say? Somerville, South Carolina. Yeah, it was She's Usually Good for 11 Hatfuls. And finally, we have Just a Fat Woman with Orange Hair, Fayetteville, North Carolina. We currently have 1,373 chapters since the founding of The Andy Griffith Show, Rerun Watchers Club, back in 1979. So 1,373 chapters. Wow. That's amazing. We have all those chapters out there, and we love them to death. Now, if you get the e-bullet, you also have a merchandise updates from Mr. Weaver himself. You'll be able to see those, and they'll show up for you. And we also, skipping through that because that stuff changes a lot, but I definitely encourage you to go to weaversdepartmentstore.com and look around. They have all kinds of great Mayberry things there, T-shirts, prints, all kinds of things. I know I already kind of gave that at the beginning, but I definitely encourage you to go there. Now, another section that we're going to talk about some is the chapter news section. There's chapter news. So this is from you guys, people that are members of chapters of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. They ride in to TAGS RWC headquarters in Nashville, and we find out a little bit about them. So let's hear some of the things that they have been involved in. It says, many of our chapters, especially in the Midwest and South, have simply been dodging storms and rising water for most of the last month or so. Among the hardest hit areas were Tuscaloosa, Alabama, which is home of the Hardy Eaton Men and Beautiful Delicate Women chapter. As one Hardy Eaton member quipped, his house was damaged, but he wasn't complaining because his kitchen was okay. And that was Otis, if you didn't know, that said that great quote, by the way, that he had. The April tornadoes did cause a cancellation of Eagle's Wings banquet and auction, which many of our members and chapters help support. There's no word yet about rescheduling the annual event. Now, we did get some word just recently that it may be on June the 10th. For the auction. So if you want to be involved with that, please contact me at floyd@imayberry.com, and I'll help you get connected with that. Because Eagle's Wings, for folks, if you do not know, Eagle's Wings is a project to make a community for adults with special needs. And we have been very honored, many of the tribute artists, and to be involved with that. It's a very, very wonderful project to just be working on and be involved with. So I encourage you to look up Eagle's Wings of Tuscaloosa, a great, great organization. Folks that run it are wonderful. So, all right, so let's move along here. Several of our chapters and members from five states were able to make it in the aftermath of storms to salute George Lindsay at the University of North Alabama. Among those in attendance were the Hardy Eaton Men and Beautiful Delicate Women, mother figure. Better put a Buckeye in your pocket and do the incant for a sore foot from Bessemer, Alabama. Mayberry Minutemen of Graysville, Alabama, Andy Chapter from Nashville, Tennessee, and I Ain't No Rockefeller from Big Stone Gap, Virginia, and finally, Briscoe of Mayberry from Indianapolis, Indiana. Earlier in the month, the first Mayberry Comes to Westminster event was held in Westminster, South Carolina, and it dealt with inclement weather of its own, but the sun and winds cooperated enough for the crowd of at least a couple of thousand to come out and enjoy the parade and assorted vendors. Numerous tribute artists, the VW Boys, and headliner Rodney Dillard were on hand. Lots of members and chapters from at least 10 states attended, including one of our newest chapters, she's usually good for 11 hatfuls, Somerville, South Carolina, and chapters from as far away as Florida, the Opie chapter in Orlando, and there he goes from Cocoa, and Indiana, Briscoe of Mayberry in Indianapolis. The Mayberry chapter in Knoxville, Tennessee continues to meet monthly. It's a great chapter, by the way. If you're in that Knoxville, Tennessee area, you might want to try to hook up with those guys. And they also publish a newsletter called Mayberry Minutes. It's giant color chapter newsletter three times a year that they do. Many of the chapter's members were able to see Karen Knotts in show in nearby Spring City in April. A Barney chapter in Greensboro, North Carolina, is also continuing to meet monthly. The chapter, which is the Andy Griffith Show Real and Rutgers Club second oldest chapter, after the HQ Andy chapter in Nashville, was founded in 1982. They've been having regular monthly meetings after Neil Brower and students from his first Mayberry class joined the chapter in May 1991. They're celebrating the 20th anniversary of that milestone in the chapter's history at their meeting this month in May. They've been a powerhouse chapter for 20 years, as they have hosted and organized large cast reunions and participated substantially in every Mayberry Days each September. They've done Barney proud. That is just wonderful. I tell you, the folks in the Barney chapter, great folks. If you get a chance to visit that chapter, I definitely want you to take time to do that. And a little bit of sad news. This is from one of our chapters as well. It's with great sadness that we report the passing of Ricky Carnes. Ricky was one of our most active and popular members and chapter leaders. He passed away April 13th. He was 61 years old. Ricky and his wife, Jeffrey, were founders of the Mayberry Squad Car chapter in Canton, Georgia. A beloved couple among Mayberry fans, Ricky and Jeffrey have attended most Mayberry events in the Southeast and Midwest during the last 15 years or so. Ricky's replica of the Mayberry squad car was often judged by other squad car owners as the best of show. His car had signatures of most the Andy Griffith Show stars who had participated in events during the late 90s and beyond. And his squad car is the only one known to have a signature of Andy Griffith, whom Ricky also drove in his car at the 2003 dedication of the TV Land statue in Raleigh. Yeah. But enough about Ricky's great car. He also owned General Lee, by the way, from the Dukes of Hazzard. Ricky was simply a tremendous friend with a huge heart and a true gusto for life. He lived his life wide open. He loved his family and doted on his six grandchildren. Ricky's favorite movie was the Wyatt Earp movie, Tombstone, especially Val Kilmer's Doc Holliday character. He loved Doc's famous line from the film, "I'm your Huckleberry," and that Ricky surely was to so many of us as well. Yeah, so we just really, really appreciate Ricky. And, that's the kind of thing you'll find in the bullet. Because, you know, fans of the Andy Griffith Show, we're a family. And there's a lot of things like that you'll see in the bullet. And so I definitely encourage you. Now, we've got just a little bit more time, and hopefully you're not bored to death. We're going to get into just a little bit of the answers from Miss Crump's quiz. Because Miss Crump does a quiz in the e-bullet almost every time, not every time, but we want to go into the answers from Miss Crump's quiz. So let me read you the questions. These are amazingly hard. Here's the first question. Using visual detective methods employed by someone as keen as Barney Fife, What are two topics most likely discussed on page 79 of one of the textbooks used in Miss Crump's classroom? Okay. Let me just tell you, the answer to these questions are provided by Dennis, the King of Mayberry, Bill, of the Mayberry chapter in Knoxville. He won the trivia or Miss Crump's quiz this time. So here's the answer. Because you're visually having to watch an episode and find the answer to this. The answer is addition and subtraction. The answer is visible on the blackboard when Andy discovers America, that episode. And in the photo above that you're seeing there, if you're watching the video stream, it tells you in the photo that's also in the e-bullet, it tells you what page number it was. Right there it is, page 79, addition and subtraction, which also was a photo that accompanied the quiz questions in the e-bullet the 2 months before. All right, so the answer was right there in front of you if you were smart enough to figure it out. All right, question number two. Name two principals at the school where Miss Crump is a teacher. Name two principals at a school where Miss Crump is a teacher. All right, Dennis got them. The answers are, you got them? You ready? All right. The answers are Mr. Hampton, and that's in the senior play, that episode. And the other principal, his name is John Tracy in the episode Big Brother. Okay, question three. There's only five. See if you can get this one. Name the head of the local school board in Mayberry. Name the head of the local school board in Mayberry. All right. The name is Mr. Lockridge. And the episode is Helen's Past. Okay. The head of the school board in Mayberry was Mr. Lockridge. Number three. You got one more after this if you don't get it. Number three. Who once, quote, got a rude, end quote, in Miss Crump's classroom? This one's an easy one. She gave me a rude. Ernest T. Bass. This is the only one I've known so far. I knew Mr. Hampton was the principal, but I didn't know the other one. And Ernest T. Bass, The Education of Ernest T. Bass, he got a rude from Miss Crump. I bet you ain't never got a rude. All right, number five. What does Goober say makes more noise than Mr. Wilson's fan belt? What does Goober say makes more noise than Mr. Wilson's fan belt? The answer is an ice crusher that ain't be won on Win or Lose game show in the episode Ain't Be on TV. All right. So those are some of the questions from Miss Crump's quiz. Now, this is a really hard one, and he actually got it. This is a bonus question. I don't really expect anybody to know it. I certainly didn't. But here was the bonus question. Name four distinct occurrences of the number 44 in Mayberry, or distinct references to the number 44 by or to a Mayberry resident. Okay, in other words, not the same basic reference to 44 being mentioned several times, but four distinct occurrences of the number 44. Wow, this was a hard one. But here are the answers. Opie's scout troop number is number 44. That's in Dinner at 8 is the episode name. A second occurrence is the winning number everyone except Henry Bennett pulled out of the bowl to win the TV at the church social in the episode The Jinx. And he had 6 7/8. You know, everybody else had 44. All right. And number three is television game show Win or Lose host Jack Smith's age is Aunt B on TV. All right, that was his age. He was 44. And the fourth answer is Newton Monroe told Andy he looked like he was 44 years old in The Luck of Newton Monroe. All right, so hey, I hope you enjoyed that. Those are some cool trivia questions, some cool things out of the e-bullet. So I definitely encourage you, again, if you don't get the e-bullet, to go over to our podcast website at twochairsnoawaiting.com, and you'll be able to click the link that'll let you go and subscribe to get the e-bullet delivered directly to your email box. Or you can just go there at imayberry.com and you'll see all the past archives are there as well. There's a link right in the middle of the page. If you scroll down just a little, you'll see it to the e-bullet. All the archives, including this episode, this volume, which is issue 2, volume 11, May 2011 of the e-bullet. You'll see all of them going back to 2001. So we've got them all online. They're all right there for you. Folks, I hope you enjoyed that. That's just a little snapshot of Mayberry history, things that are going on in and around Mayberry today, May 2011. So whenever you listen to this, it'll be fun to be able to look back and say, wow, I remember when that was happening, or I missed that or whatever. I think you'll enjoy it. And hopefully some of you that have chapters will have enjoyed getting to hear your name out on the internet here. So folks, I hope you enjoyed it. No, I did. I enjoy my time here in Mayberry, and I look forward to hearing from you. So if you'll contact me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can call me, which I'd love to hear from you. It's 888-684-8415. Or you can go over to facebook.com/twochairs and you can leave me a note there as well. So folks, I really hope to hear from you soon, and we'll see you guys next time on Two Chairs No Waiting, our Mayberry podcast. See you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.